latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Friday's Manchester City headlines, and City are watching Ajax's new teenage sensation Kasper Dolberg, but so are a host of other clubs, including Chelsea. City's Dutch scout was at the Amsterdam Arena on Thursday to see Dolberg score the opening goal in a 3-2 Europa League victory over Celta Vigo. The 19-year-old forward, who was signed from Danish outfit Silkeborg last year, has established himself as the first-choice centre-forward for the deposed Dutch champions, with 5 goals in 7 Eredivisie appearances. He scored on his Ajax debut in a crucial Champions League qualifier against PAOK in July, having been promoted directly from the club's under-19 side to the senior setup without playing a single competitive match for the reserves. City look like the look of Dolberg, who would appear to be the sort of technical striker who Pep Guardiola would love to have at his disposal. But they already face competition for his signature from Chelsea, who have told their experienced Dutch scout Piet de Visser to report back on him, according to the latest reports in Holland. Meanwhile, Kelechi Iheanacho's camp have dismissed claims the teenage striker is now earning £85,000 a week at City. The Nigerian international starlet recently penned a new 5-year deal at the Etihad Stadium. Reports surfaced in Africa earlier this week that the citizens were forced to hand over a huge pay deal to keep hold of the prolific 20-year-old. But people close to Iheanacho have insisted his new agreement is worth a basic £15,000 a week before win bonuses. It's understood the figure represented a 50% increase on his previous first-team wage. And the same sources have told Sports in a Storm the reported figure of £85,000 a week is what the youngster can potentially reach over the lifetime of his contract. And finally, Yaya Toure has apologised on behalf of his agent for the controversial comments which led to his exclusion from the City squad. Pep Guardiola refused to pick the midfielder since Dimitri Seluk claimed Toure had been humiliated by his omission from the club's Champions League squad in September. It was latest in a series of contentious remarks from the Ukrainian, and Guardiola insisted Seluk should apologise before he would consider Toure for selection again. Well, that hasn't been forthcoming, but Toure now seems to have taken the matter into his own hands. He said on Facebook, "I wish to apologise on behalf of myself and those who represent me to the management team and all those working at the club for the misunderstandings of the past."